This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
With us right now, he is the spotter for David Ruderman. It's Sean Ruderman. Sean, how you doing tonight, brother?
Good, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Sean, I appreciate your patience, man. I know we tried doing this about a month ago. A little bit of problems here and there, but we got you on, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. You know, got a lot of good things going on. You know, just get through this year. You know, we had a lot of bad things with blowing motors and stuff, so we'll get through here and look forward to next year.
Yeah, but y'all had a big one, that Memphis race.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. You know, that was, we needed that because, you know, we were really up and going good there at Atlanta and practiced, and then failed to make the show, which was really a big stunner to all of us. And, you know, we flew to Memphis that day, and sitting next to David there on the plane, he didn't say a whole word until we got there, and I could tell he was kind of man on a mission that day. You know, even from the first lap of qualifying until the checker flag, he was determined to win that race one way or the other. So it was a lot of fun. Uncle Buzz was with us, so it was pretty cool.
Now, Sean, being the spotter for David, I bet you've got to meet a lot of interesting people.
Yeah, a lot of people. You know, a lot of good people. Like met some. You know, got to meet some of the guys from the TV show Prison Break. Finchner, he's one of the actors there. He's a real big David Ruben fan, which is pretty cool. You know, to be walking through a pit and here you got a actor hollering at David and just walking over and talking to him, you know, but they're all normal people. Jimmy Johnson's spotter is C.B. Reeves, used to be a former USAC sprint car guy, and like I told him, that used to be one of my favorite drivers as a kid, and now I stand next to him every week spotting him. So there's a lot of good people, a lot of people that, you know, all these drivers are just like everybody else. They put their pants on the same way. They just have to stop and sign autographs, you know, a little more than everybody else.
Well, you know, I mean, all of us down here, we watch David race, you know, all over the place on dirt, on asphalt and everything, you know, so we're pretty familiar with him. A lot of, you know, everybody got to talk to him and stuff. But I go to the website, davidruderman.com, and I mean, this dude's got some serious fan base.
Yeah, our David Ruderman fans are pretty tough. You know, they love David to death. They're not scared to say what they want to say, but he has a very loyal fan base. You know, there's about 20 there that are dedicated to David and David only, which is pretty cool, you know.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, there was a few questions there towards the end of the season about where David was going. A lot of people looking at him. How did he finally make that decision?
I know, you know, the deal at RCR at Richard Childress Race, and I just don't think they could come up with a sponsor in time. The deal with Michael's there, they were trying to get a sponsor. You know, Michael and them were working hard to get him re-signed. When the deal come about with DJ deciding he was going to retire after five races next year, you know, DJ handpicked David to replace him. And I thought that was really cool. And he went to UPS and said, look, you know, I want to back down from racing and, you know, only run about five. And they asked DJ, well, who should we put in the car? What should we do? And DJ told him, you know, his first words out of his mouth was, David Ruderman, that's who needs to replace me. So that was really cool. And I think that was one of the biggest turning points is to David's decision to have DJ come to him and say, you know, I want you to replace me in the UPS car. And for Aaron stepped in on the Busch side and said they would sponsor the car as long as David was in the seat. So, you know, he's got, in the little time that he's been there, he's done such a phenomenal job that these sponsors love him and, you know, are willing to say, hey, this is our driver that goes with us or we don't come back, you know. And then for Dale Jarrett, you know, Daytona 500 NASCAR champion to stand up and say, David Ruderman needs to be the one to replace me, I just thought that was just really cool.
That is awesome. You know, and the other thing about this, you know, with David getting a big name for himself and stuff, and with Dale Jarrett, you know, handpicking him and everything, he also gets to do a lot of charity stuff, and you got some big charity stuff coming up.
Yeah, we've got Thanksgiving weekend, the 23rd and 24th. We started this 2 years ago, myself and Buddy and Brantley Smith, who are our cousins who own the golf course here, and we do a golf tournament for All Children's Hospital. All the money goes to them. Well, this year we kind of done a little different. On Friday night, we're going to do a dinner, starting like a happy hour at 5:30 with dinner to follow and a live auction. And just some of the items I've got for the auction is just is outrageous. I mean, Tony Stewart gave us his uniform he wore at Loudoun, New Hampshire, and he's autographed it. Dale Jarrett gave me a helmet and autographed it. Daryl Waltrip gave me a helmet. I've got one of David's helmets, a couple of David's fire suits we're auctioning off. We have, we've got a fire suit from Bill Elliott. We've got tickets to the Daytona races. Memphis Speedway stepped up and gave us tickets, and St. Louis has gave us tickets. We've got a ride-along program from Dale Jarrett Motorsports where you can go and drive the cars. I mean, I have stuff coming in daily. I've got sheet metal. I got my dad's garage full of sheet metal. Juan Pablo gave us a hood. I've got Dale Jr. gave us a bumper cover off his Busch car that he autographed. And just sheet metal from all of Michael Waltrip cars and just stuff coming in daily. And what we'll do is we'll have the live auction, and Bobby Dixon, one of our local favorites here at East Bay, a good friend of our families, he's gonna do the live auction for us because he used to be an auctioneer on the side. And it's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be on the 23rd, Friday night. The auction will probably start about 7. It's open to the public, $15. We've got a catered dinner from Sonny's Barbecue. They're giving us all the food for free. And we'll have a live band after that, probably till the wee hours of the morning. Then we'll get back up Saturday morning and come in and play a little golf at 11 o'clock and just build those two together and see how much we can raise for all children.
Wow, that is absolutely awesome, Sean. You know, with David putting this on and, you know, the people in NASCAR taking a look at us down here in Florida, all us Florida bumpkins down here, David doing this great thing, all that stuff coming in for the auction. I mean, this is just a collector's dream to be at that auction.
Yeah, I mean, I got Jeff Garcia gave us a jersey. I've got two Lightning jerseys. Danny Werfel, he gave us a jersey. The Buccaneers, they gave us a couple balls, football signed. I've got some baseballs from the Devil Rays. So a lot of people stepped up and gave us some stuff. You know, it's really cool to see how big it went. The first year we threw it together in 2 weeks, and we raised $10,000. And then last year we did it in a month. We raised $25,000. And right now I started 6 months early, and Toyota's going to give us $7,500 just to start, and Aaron's going to match, you know, give us $5,000 to go on top of that. So we're already pretty much where we were ended last year already this year. So we're looking to raise about $50,000. And what's cool about it is everybody that comes to this is working people 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. So our charity is the working man comes in there and gives their money out of their pocket. So that's what's really cool about it.
Sean, let me take you back. Do you remember that weekend when the Waltrips came down and made the big announcement up at Ruderman Racing? It's got to seem like, for you personally, it's got to seem like three lifetimes ago, huh?
Yeah, I was just talking to my brother Greg there because I work for him Monday through Thursday at the body shop, writing estimates and stuff. And I'm like, you know, the years went by so quick. It's just, I can't fathom how fast it's gone by. It's like, I can't even believe we're at Homestead already. But yeah, I mean, the Waltrip family has always made us feel like family. Daryl has taken me aside and he's taught me a lot. You know, he's helped me with my spotting, you know, just different things he points out and you learn a lot from him. He's been there and done that. You know, he can tell you stories and you just learn from him being around. And, you know, he's always told us don't beat yourself. And it's just amazing that they would come to Zephyr Hills last year and make that announcement and, you know, and pretty much put us part of the family. Michael took me and David out to dinner this year when we were in Pocono, Pennsylvania, just us three. And that was probably one of the coolest memories I'll ever have because Michael was just himself, and it was just so awesome to, you know, we flew to Montreal, Canada with him on his plane, and then we went out to eat, and it was just really neat to be part of that, you know, be hanging out with Michael Waltrip.
All right, Sean, we're getting close to being on top of it right now. More information about this, how do people get it?
They can go on to davidrudeman.com, rudemanracing.com, any of the davidrudeman.com has all the information about the golf tournament and the auction on there.
Well, Sean, we really appreciate you being on. We also appreciate all the help you did with the Ruderman Family Show that we had a few months back. That was a stellar show right there. We had a blast doing that. And we'll damn sure be talking to you again soon, brother.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you. We're working on some stuff right now for Wayne Jr., which we call Pookie. But look forward, I think you'll see David Ruderman on an ARCA team pretty quick here, and we might be we're going to try to have Pookie in Daytona for the ARCA race. So.
Oh, way cool, man.
All right, when you get that set up, give me a call, man, and we'll announce it live over the air.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, guys.
Talk to you soon, Sean.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thank you.
All right. Sean Ruderman, man. Wow, what a story.
That's good stuff.
Isn't that good stuff, man? I mean, David Ruderman, to me, has always been, I mean, he's been that guy, you know, just likable. I mean, always, whenever you've seen him anywhere, he always, you know, had easy going, and put that helmet on, man. He was a hell of a race car driver. He still is, you know. And we talked to, when we had Buzzy and Wayne Sr. in down there at the Snook River Grill, they were telling us about, you know, because I was asking them, I said, why are they having so much trouble in the Cup compared to the Busch? You know, because the Busch, he said, because everything is experimental right now in the Cup. I mean, they're pushing the edge on everything. Because, I mean, the Memphis race, he busted their asses in that Memphis race, you know. And it was well deserved. I mean, and it's great to see somebody like David Ruderman get that break. Yep. No doubt about it. And this charity thing that they got going, man, they already got $15,000.